Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, well, well.
We're back again.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
Happy fucking Friday.
Weekend's here.
Where you are, it's Friday. And I love it.
We're back with even more Beverly Hills Angels. What a fucking week. This week, I thought this week was like a soft launch, but it was actually a fucking jettison for me.
Honey, we've been rocketing to the... We are going where the James Webb Telescope peered into. That's where we are right now.
To the galaxy's galussy, someone had tweeted. Not the galaxy opening up its galussy. It was like two hands. Like,
the galaxy was literally like spreading its little puss for us. And we
in the Milky Way's galussy this week.
It's,
yeah.
It's a true bussy goatsy.cx moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it and we're back and we're all caught up. And it feels good.
Feels great. I'm going to need some time to relax this weekend.
Yeah, you do.
It'll be good.
You need to come down from your luggage debacle. You've received your luggage in the mail.
My luggage got here in one piece. Like, everything turned out the way it should with my luggage, thank God. Because some people have not been so lucky. I had two friends message me when I had like posted that message back and forth with Delta that one of their luggage has been lost since July 9th and the other friends had been lost for a week. And I was just like, I'm really glad I'm not in either of those boats.
Damn.
I know it's rough out there. So
God, just like
I narrowly escaped.
It's like the leftovers for luggage.
It is. Good fucking luck with your luggage. This is like a true blessing.
As Jamie Lee said to Sutton, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
You know who doesn't have luck right now?
Who?
Our president.
He's stricken.
He's stricken with COVID. I was waiting for it. And then I was waiting for it and it released. Donald Trump made his statement on Joe Biden getting COVID.
Where did he make it? On his Truth app?
Just a statement from, like, on his website. Do you want me to read it to you?
Did you call him Sleepy Joe? Yeah. I need some entertainment today.
Joe Biden, who many have said is our worst president, has come down with a case of I don't even want to say it, the China virus, despite being vaccinated. I hope Sleepy Joe is able to bounce back quickly, much as I was. Doctors described my fight against the virus as Herculean. And not meaning the woke Disney Hercules, but rather the Kevin Sorbo one, the Lou Ferrigno one. Joe, I wish you a speedy recovery, even though you are taking America in the wrong direction. No one wants Kamala. I mean,
okay, honestly,
it's
work. It's, honestly, it's fucking work.
There's a lot of it's obviously giving. It's repulsive, but it gives.
To this, I say challenge accepted. Like, if I were head of communications, I would be in challenge accepted mode, and it would be a war of the words. And I truly believe that I could Trump. Like, I would go into just cunt mode. Like, oh, you want to play ball? I'll give you a statement.
Then
I would one the fuck up you, and that, make you regret. You by the end of our back and forth would rue the day.
Or Trump would be like this. Wait, I know,
challenge accepted.
That is so true. Sorry to be pointing through the Zoom screen, but that is so true. The Democrats need to like step up their cunt game and just be like,
yeah,
and just be like, I will raise you, bitch. Like, Biden could take this moment to come up with his team could come up with a hilarious, and they won't, because
they won't.
But
fucking,
lean into the go when they go low, go lower.
It's time. The jig's up.
Just go low.
It's already.
He could do it. He could do it.
And then tried everything.
He can't do it.
I mean, he can't do anything. But
if he did it though, I would be like, yeah, I would be gagged. He could gag.
You gotta get the gays and the girls on your side again. You gotta get the people. You gotta get the cunts on your side again, because the cunts, though they do get a lot of hate, the cunts move the needle and make things happen. The haters are just blah, blah, blah noise. It's the real cunts out here that are off their asses working, and you got to win them over. And he is soft lobbed. This is like a yes and moment where you've been lobbed. It's open season.
It's open season, bitch.
You come for me like that, and it's open fucking season now.
POTUS needs to gag. Give us a gag.
Someone better work.
And he could have this moment, and I would honestly be like, all right, Joe. Like, hell yeah. You know what I mean?
I see you.
All right, I see you, bitch. He could do this. Yeah. Trump is basically a gay bitch. And he just lobbed a huge, hilarious blow at Joe Biden. And Joe Biden needs to return it and just sucker punch him right in the forehead.
This is tennis now. This is a game. Like, all pretenses of like any sort of dignified anything
are long out the window. They've been gone since 2016. Like, they're gone.
It's time for the claws to come out and give us the old razzle dazzle.
The Democrats need to get bitchy, and I need it. And I will. That will save the party. Just leaning in and being like, "All right, you guys have been shitting on us for years now. We're gonna give it right back to you."
God, and Matt, I would actually love to work for, like, if it was the kind of vibe where they were like, okay, like, you will be in charge of the response to anyone that's, like, rude to us. Like, you issue the response.
Biden needs
that would be a really fun job, to just be like, oh, yeah? And then, like, get someone that's just like...
Biden needs, like, a mini room. Which are unethical in theory, in general. But he needs to have, like, a writer's room of, like, legit funny people just come up with his, like, retorts.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, like...
I'm talking about, like, I'm ready to just serve it right back at you.
We're not talking about sake bombs. Like, I don't need the Gen Zaki, like...
No. Whoa. Like, a smug, like...
Have a margarita.
On my high horse. Yeah. I'm not talking about girl bossisms. I'm talking about, I will get in the trenches with you, and things are going to get really ugly now because you poked me. And I know of myself and my own ability. Like, and it doesn't happen often, like, when I fought with people or even, like, online, which hasn't happened. Much like, it doesn't feel good to sink to that level, but this is different, where it's like, this isn't a public sphere now, and this is now the way the game is played. Unfortunately, he changed the entire way that people at this level are meant to communicate, and now it's time to rise to the occasion. And I think it needs to be a war of the words.
I think you're right. I think
and mudslinging.
Mudslinging, shudslinging. This is flinging the plague bodies over the wall into the fortress city. Like, this is now, like, we're in Black Plague era, like, medieval. Just get in there. And Biden could honestly, it could help him. And people, it could get people back on his side. And it would be, we need a little entertainment.
Also, it would just be a good distraction from his, like, flops.
And also,
if people are focused on, like, the cunty response rather than, like, flop after flop after flop, it would be great, a win for all.
Yeah, do a little smoke and mirrors, honey. I love no one wants
I mean, he's killing it. That's, you're killing it, mate. That's king level shit. I mean, whatever. Like,
I mean,
you have to give it up to someone who truly is so dedicated to the craft.
We don't need that, like, the racist, like, virus. I think that is, like, he needs to go with that.
But it's also just like, my God, like, still with that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, someone who's just, like, that committed to the bit, you have to, like, be like, okay.
Biden, he has an opportunity. Let's see what he does. And we know he will not, but it's nice to imagine him just unleashing the bitch.
A true unleash.
Really fast. Do you know how I just took Mango out for a little bathroom moment? And guess who I was on the elevator with?
Tara.
Romaine. From Selling Sunset.
Hot? What if I went like this? I know. No. What other Romaine?
What if I went like this?
What if you went full Diana Jenkins and just licked your lips at him?
I tried to get him. Mango was sniffing him, and I tried to get him to, like, I was like, Mango, don't do it. And I was, like, hoping maybe it would, like, break the ice, and he would be like, cute dog. Nothing.
I'll bet Tony could break him. He's good at that. Because he also will just invade someone's personal space and, like, actually jump on them.
Until they acknowledge him.
Yeah, and they can't. He's irresistible.
He is.
My little irresistible king.
No, Romaine was not having anyone enter his space.
He's in his zone.
He's
what if he
man.
Knows that you called him stupid on TikTok?
He didn't look up at me, so I don't think he was... I think he was, he's sort the sort of person that, like, doesn't see, it's like T-Rex, like, his vision's based on movement, and he's, like,
you were still.
He's just, like, one of those, like, unbelievably hot straight men that just, like, they don't see you.
He's predator, he only sees, like, body heat. he's no facial recognition.
Yeah, and, like, with gaze, he has, like, a cold spot, like, just, like.
He only sees pussy.
Uh-huh. It zooms in with the triangle. But yeah, that was a moment.
Huge sightings abound.
What else?
I think, honestly, we can...
Let's get to our...
Get into the real surprise.
We have a surprise with our recap
special
today.
Yeah, we have a special guest today.
Something for the summertime.
Yeah, we're trying new things. We're going to be peppering in a few guests here and there. And
without further ado,
today's guest is hilarious. I've known her for a while. She's been on Sup before, I think, talking about either Summer House or Vanderpump Rules. She's been on Babe. She's been on Saving Sex in the City 3.
She's a comedy force and just an all-around icon. And we love her.
We love her. So let's get Nori Reed in the Zoom.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcastal
Beverly Hell's Angels.
Thank you.
fab.
Love it.
Wow.
Holy hell.
Guys, today we're doing things a little differently today.
We do things a little differently.
Around here, we do things differently. And today is no exception. We have with us a very special guest to talk about this week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode.
I'm shocked.
Carrie's shunked. I'm blessed. They're meeting for the first time. The stars are aligning. Ladies and gentlemen, Nori Reid.
Nori Reid. Comedian, writer, actress, and bon vivant.
Yeah. Would you call me this one a friend of the podcast? Am I a friend?
Friend of the pod.
Okay.
Oh, friend of the pod for sure. Jactress of all trades.
Oh.
a renaissance woman.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word you used for Carrie that was different?
Bon vivant?
No, that he was like shrunk.
Oh, shunked.
Shunked.
So
shunked.
We recently, I flub a lot of words. Mm. I was trying to say shocked and I said shunked.
Ugh.
And so now we say shunked on the pod instead of shocked.
That's like iconic.
So, and shunked is actually, it's elevated. So like your presence today, I'm shunked.
Because
you and I have been friends on Twitter for kind of since the start of COVID, I feel like. And we've been like, you and I share similar like dread of apocalypse. Just talking about that. And I just feel like you're truly one of the funniest people. And like, everything you say, I'm like, yes. So I'm really happy that you're here.
I feel like we're cut from the same cloth. Like we're both like very dark and kind of like cultural commentators, like in terms of just like witnessing things that are so dark and twisted.
We bear witness.
And
we do bear witness.
Yes, we are the Greek choir. We're the Greek choir. We're reacting.
We're dread gays.
Yes.
Your drama and comedy masks.
Oh my god, we are.
Wow.
Oh, Lara.
You're so smart.
Just you're throwing like, my two cents.
That's Lara's. That's your musical theater background.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Theater kid. I'm excited to talk about this episode.
Ooh. Were you shocked, Nori?
What do you make of the season, Nori, so far?
People are saying that it's like a flop season, and I understand that, but I also am entertained. I don't feel not entertained. It's obviously not matching the classic season two. Like those are seasons that can never be touched. They are Hall of Fame, like incredible, dark, twisted fantasy moments, like Taylor in a suitcase, like whatever. So we're not getting that, but I do feel entertained. I think the season is dark in like not a fun way. Like I feel like the Dorit storyline, some things are just like not entertainment, and it's like kind of weird that they're like trying to make it entertainment, and the way that she now has this upper hand to tell other women to not feel feelings, like when she was like compared to what I went through, honey, that was a vacation. Like when she said that, I was like, that's so fucked that you can't allow people other feelings because someone stole all your Hermes or I don't know.
I hate when people have like lord their trauma over others, and it's like I hate when that anyone has to go through like a really shitty, horrible scenario, like their house being broken into and being held at gunpoint. But I really hate it when it happens to like a shitty person that you want to shit on, but you can't because you have to like let them have their space to like, then you're the asshole. If you're like, shut the fuck up, Dorit, like then somehow you're the bad guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what's worse than bad things happening. It's bad things happening to people. You want to be able to tell the shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
She kind of has like a home invasion pass forever.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, just for a few months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that can feel like forever.
And Nori, I like the slight accent, but compared to what I've been through, you know, she's just like, I feel like, I agree. I think I was sort of going into like bandwagon of like, oh, this season's a flop. But now I'm like really enjoying it again. And I think Dorit's monologues are like Southern Gothic almost, and I'm just here for them. It's like Arthur Miller plus Dorit, Showgirls.
Yeah, she's the way she's experiencing life through new eyes and like her putting on that act is it's showmanship. And it is incredible to watch.
Have you guys seen Flatliners? That movie with like Julia Roberts and Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
And it's this like ultra Joel Schumacher, like ultra 1990 movie that is about med students trying to see what happens beyond death. And they like they unplug themselves and they die for like 2 minutes and then they come back and they all have these like otherworldly experiences. And when they come back, they're just like surrounded by hallucinations and, you know, specters. And I feel like that's what happened to Dorit. She like, she's come back
she
with
flatlined.
Like, she has like, you know how beavers get new eyes underwater? She has like home invasion lens. They do. They get like a film over their eyes. And now Dorit is seeing things and like with new eyes.
She like, she completely becomes a social worker. She's like, because I feel like she's going to start conversations now with like, did you know that the body keeps the score? Like she's like full on trauma. Like she becomes a trauma specialist. Like I can't.
100%.
Oh.
She's amazed by everything around her. Though nothing has changed, her perspective has shifted.
She's like, I smell the earth now. You know, I smell light. She has like that thing where people can smell color.
Synesthesia.
Delighted.
Synesthesia. Yeah. She's like she's enhanced.
Well, I don't, how do you guys feel about her not telling her kids? Because I feel like kids know more than people think. And I'm wondering if they're going to internalize her going through something as their fault. Because that's what kids do. They like whatever's going on around them, they internalize it as they've done something. Right. And I don't know. I could see in the future them going to therapy and being like, she should have told, like, I wish my mom would have told me what happened so that I could be in the know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's probably what is going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, it's, I understand obviously her, like, why she didn't, but she could at least be like, mommy went through something.
Yeah. Not like detail, but just some kids are smart. They really feel things.
They know what's up.
Yeah.
She could say something to them. I understand not being like, see that door, the bad men came through there. Like, the day after, but maybe in a couple weeks when things have settled down, she can sit them down and tell them that something bad happened, but it's all good now. And if mommy acts weird, it's not your fault, like kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like one day she's going to walk in on her daughter like coloring and she's going to be like, what's that? She's like, I'm coloring the night man, you know, or like some kind of, you know, it's going to come out in some weird dreamlike way.
Which kid do you think is going to be gay?
Both of them.
Both? None. Okay. Both. I think
queer
the girl.
Icons.
I think the girl just surprisingly will be gay. Surprise.
I would love to see that.
Do you think she'll like go full like rejection of like femininity because Dorit is so hyper feminine?
That's a good point. Maybe trans.
Yeah.
I think I see a little future trans kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You got the vibe?
What's her name? I'm sorry. I forgot.
The daughter?
Yeah.
Isn't it like Phoenix or something?
Phoenix.
What's the son's name?
Oh my God.
Jagger.
Asher?
She wouldn't even have to change it.
Jagger.
Yeah. That's a great...
Phoenix is a great name.
That's a great gender fluid name.
It's a non-binary name.
Non-binary.
They should both become trans and then they just swap. Yeah.
That's how it works.
That would be really...
People don't know that.
Just a little curveball. Keep Dorit on her toes. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Dorit would be a proud parent of a trans child.
She'd like the attention. I think the attention would feel really good. Yeah.
She would love it, yeah.
According to my
trans kid, find a way to relate it back. Yeah, to her trauma. She'd be like, before the break-in, it would have been a lot to deal with, but after the break, like, it would all come back.
Or she'd be like, oh, your kid has a cold? Well, my trans kid is transgender. Okay? Like, you know, like that kind of vibe.
My children are transgender. Yeah. Not one, but two.
Two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have colds. Yeah.
And they have colds. And they have monkeypox.
And they, oh my God. And it, give that a year. I think that's when we'll start seeing it in children. But yeah, this episode was incredibly triggering. And just like, I hearts out to all those who were triggered by this, because I was triggered by it. Like, it was a lot. But I liked the messiness.
Housewives franchise, in general, the franchises are really leaning into eating disorder storylines.
Yes.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they did it on Roan J with Jackie. That was her battle this season.
Her long COVID.
And I think it's her long COVID was her eating disorder. And I think more women struggle with the, I think a lot of more people, not even just like women, but like a lot of people struggle with disordered eating at more than you even think. And to have like these women, especially who are like, they're so appearance centered, talking frankly about like, yeah, I feel the need to restrict or like blah, 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 and their struggles with it. It like evens out the playing field in an interesting way where you're just like, okay, like I think there's a big lie propagated that's like normalizes dieting and like live, like being so intense about your life that it's not true. So it's nice to know that like, the truth of what people go through.
I agree. And I also, this is a larger issue I have with Bravo, which is that I feel like when they turned on the switch of like, okay, I guess we gotta like, you know, be, you know, quote unquote, I hate the word, but like woke or like whatever. And like the issue is like, for me, is that they don't take accountability at all for the ways that they've perpetuated all of these things. So like, obviously, Bravo perpetuates a standard of body image that's, you know, supports eating disorders. And then, you know, they've supported racism, and they've, in the ways that they've had all white casts and, you know, not. So there's been no acknowledgement or understanding of the ways that they have been a part of promoting these things. And then now all of a sudden it's like all of this like compassion for it. And it's, so it just makes me mad. I just get like mad about it.
Yeah.
It is really fucked up. It's like, but that kind of is one thing, that's an element of it that is fucked up, but it's also kind of incredible. It's like an incredible blind spot on the part of Bravo, because it's like they, instead of actually being like, okay, we like have fucked up and how can we actually fix this, it's the theatricalization of these issues for entertainment on their own network.
And
and like the eating disorder stuff, it is good to hear, but there's also an element of it that's like, it's like a Tennessee Williams play, and it is like the trope of like rich women having like food issues that is kind of funny to watch and entertaining, but yet they're also kind of talking about it in a real way. So it toes this line that's like, this is serious, but also not serious, because you're on a fucking Bravo show.
It's
like
camp.
You're not gonna move. It's camp. And that's what Bravo does well. And I think the big struggle is like, do you want Bravo to continue to do that? Or do you want them to like, take accountability? And I kind of always want them to camp it up.
Yeah. And they're never going to do the accountability. So it's like, you're right. Like the DNA of Bravo is they're going to go camp and entertainment with it. You're absolutely right.
And put it on the cast members to shoulder those things and like deal with them and navigate them.
It's just so messy and so like unentertaining sometimes whenever they're taking real issues that like racism, right? Like they're taking racism and then putting it into drama storylines. And it's like a social experiment that they'll outlaw in 10 years. We'll look back in 10 years and be like the Stanford prison experiment and be like, that was wrong.
Bravo's going to be like, barred by like the FCC or something in like a decade because it's just from the trauma. Because you know how the FCC is going after TikTok right now? They want to like get rid of TikTok because they think it's like deep China like stuff.
But yeah.
I feel like that's going to happen.
It is.
But we love it.
Yeah.
We need it.
We crave. But in 10 years, they're gonna look back on Bravo and be like, this has damaged a whole generation of millennial queers and straight white women.
And China's behind it somehow.
China will buy Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Reality television is like exploitative at its best and worst.
Yes.
So I feel like as a viewer, you sign on knowing that. Right. And I don't understand the mindset of anyone who watches without that knowledge or consent.
That's the deal when you sign up to do a show like this is like you're going to get they will fuck you over.
And if you're a viewer, you will watch people get fucked over and you'll like it.
What's so interesting about it is that I feel like Bravo managed, historically, Bravo managed to stay out of trashy television, label. Like it was able to somehow be its own kind of it's not Fear Factor. It's in this own kind of, and like, it's interesting because I think when it was rich white women only, somehow it worked. But now that they're having to include all these different types of people, it's like, it is this social experiment that is so fascinating because all the women, even though they're diverse in race, they're all wealthy. And so it's like when someone is so wealthy, they can't represent their marginalized identity anymore. Like if you're so wealthy, you are no longer in touch with that identity that's marginalized, right?
Yeah, you kind of transcend any sort of marginalization the more money that's in your bank account because you just have the money to not have to deal with those problems.
Well, I think that's why like Vanderpump Rules for so long was such a lightning in a bottle because it was like middle class people and like struggling working people doing, you know, smoking cigarettes in an alley and like working at a shitty restaurant. And I think that felt like new because wealth is sort of like, that's like the final frontier of like reality television. Like no one wants to see anyone that's not rich anymore. So when you have people who are like working at a restaurant or on Below Deck, they're working in a yacht and like sleeping in like fart rooms, you know, people like to see that, but then eventually they get rich.
Yeah.
You know, so that it's like they can't cosplay. Like Vanderpump Rules, like they were cosplaying as like poor.
And it didn't work anymore.
And it didn't work. Yeah. And then now it's like kind of shitty.
And it's like that Downton Abbey thing where it's like you want the upstairs, downstairs of something like Sir, where it's like you have the housewives, but you also have these like people living in Hollywood squalor. They should have just made Vanderpump Rules like Below Deck and just switched out the cast after like a couple seasons.
Yeah, like I felt seen when I saw like their shitty vertical blinds. I like would look at my shitty vertical blinds and hear them like clacking in the wind and I'd be like, all right, I'm in LA, you know?
Yeah.
This feels like a PhD program. Like this is like the university of Bravo. I'm like this, we are getting into some really deep, I love it.
PBS. This is like a PBS Sunday morning, in retrospect.
You know, it's a genius level podcast for a reason.
Mm-hmm. You guys are smart. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna say it.
You're too smart.
No, we're actually having the most intelligent convo we've probably had in a long time because you're
I'm
on.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding? We love to talk about this, but like usually we're just like, I'm shunked or like talking about like, you know.
Dogs. Anything. But we can get into the episode. This is a good transition to just get into this week's episode because there is a lot to talk about. Number one, it opened with Dorit FaceTiming Rinna. Everyone's stricken with COVID on and off throughout this episode, which was a grounding force. It brought me back to the world we live in. But Dorit and Rinna had some sort of technology that I have a lot of questions about. Dorit had this like crystal thing at the bottom of her phone that she was gripping as she FaceTimed.
Oh.
And I was like, what is that?
I was like, is this some sort of like rich person blocking out this thing, something we don't know, like all of us regulars 5G. Don't know about?
5G.
Yeah, or like surveillance or something. Each rich person is given a crystal to attach to their phone that blocks out any sinister surveillance force.
China. Or like radio waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Rinna had this laser thing. I was wondering if it's like, there's this new laser wand that I've gotten Instagram ads for that's like the world's first like strong handheld at-home laser. And I was like, oh, amazing. Like, I want one. Like, clicked through. I was like, how much could this be? Like, it's legit $2,700. And I was like, oh, well.
I bet she got it for free too, right? I mean, like, oh, they, yeah, they get everything for free.
She went, I'm lasering off my chin hair! And Dorit went, oh, I should be calling back. Go do your thing. Because she's like, oh, you're fingering yourself. Or like, you're dildo fucking yourself right now. She's like, oh, no, Rinna, I should be calling back. And she's like, no.
I love, like, Dorit thinks Rinna's literally, like, on the floor being like, and then being like, oh, a FaceTime. Like, as though that's how it works when you're, like, mid-vibration.
Yeah. Mid-masturbation.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I have to film in 30 seconds, but let me try and get a rock off before.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
We all have to get on that Zoom.
What do you think I was doing before this? I barely made it on. Okay.
We've all been there. So Rinna, Garcelle, and EJ Global all have COVID. Yeah. And I was like, took me back to Omicron, and I just didn't want to be there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I blocked it out. I was like, no.
I've been like, we were going to watch my fiance and I were going to watch the new Below Deck season. And I was like, I don't want to see it because I don't want to see people in masks. I like can't, I need, it can't, you know what I mean? Like, I've gotten to that point where I can't see people in masks anymore on these Bravo shows because it just fucks me up.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome.
That was me like last year where I was just like, please take them off for the love of God. For TV. I was truly shocked by Jamie Lee Curtis absolutely participating in the filming of a reality TV show episode.
That was, I had chills, and I love the movie Halloween, the original. It's set in my town. I feel deeply connected to it. So I was very emotional seeing her with Kyle.
I will say, I feel like I'm going to, not to just like complain about things, but like it did annoy me when she was like, Kyle, I don't care about your gray hair. I don't care about this house. I care about what's in here. I was like, stop. Like, you're not Jesus Christ. Like, what is this like Jamie Lee Curtis Jesus Christ moment?
Well, I do love, I had the same cringe, but I also loved it because I love that in all her interviews, especially about Halloween, she's like, you know, that famous compilation where it's like, Halloween is a movie about trauma. Yeah. You know, so she's very body keeps the score right now.
She's my body for sure.
She's Emrata my body.
I was pissed when, like, I thought she was in it to win it. And then after her spiel, she was like, well, I'm going to go. And I was like, wait, no, that's not how, like, you have to stay till the end of the scene. You don't just get to leave.
I kind of like
it. Bravo. She was full of power moves and a holier than thou. Like, she's the fixer.
Well, what truly shook me was that all the women stood with their hands folded. While Jamie, like, they stood at attention for Jamie Lee. Like, everyone was kind of, it was the, even Diana, they were all like this. Because it was like, she is Jamie Lee Curtis. I like seeing them being dommed by someone more famous.
It's a great reminder that they're not actually famous. Like, whenever when an actual celebrity is there, you're like, oh my God, you guys aren't, you're just rich. And you have no actual talent. That like,
and
yeah, it's amazing.
And we all know that Jamie Lee is a baroness, right?
Oh, I do remember that.
What
that
do
she,
you mean?
She comes from my,
Christopher,
yeah.
Christopher Guest is a baron. Her husband, his family is like, they're British royalty.
Oh.
And so she's actually, her on her like official, it says she's a baroness of like some place in the UK.
Wow.
And so she, I think she's been to Parliament wearing like a royalty sash. So she's legit royalty.
Wait. That's why she came in with that Princess Diana vibe. She was coming in as Princess Di in the AIDS clinic. Like, that's what was going on.
Literally was.
Yeah.
She is LARPing.
Shaking hands.
Yeah.
She was shaking hands for the first time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's, she was in an AIDS hospice.
Yes.
Her AIDS is our gray hairs.
Yes.
And she goes, I don't give a shit
I don't
about
care.
Your grays.
I don't care.
About
I don't care about the glue care. On your eyes. I'm going to touch that glue.
Your
she kept going like this. And Kyle was kind of like,
yeah.
Okay. She has to defer to her, of course, because she's revitalized her career. But wow.
I loved Jamie Lee going, and this is Sutton? Like, didn't know how to say Sutton.
Yeah.
Sutton.
Sutton?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's like, yeah. Old lip smackers herself, Diana Jenkins, descends on the house. And they reveal, like, someone says, like, oh, so-and-so can't be here because she has COVID. And Jamie Lee goes, hard times.
She's not wrong. I thought she was just dropping, because she's appeared on it before. Like three times, I feel like. So I was like, oh, she's just going to make a little cameo. And then I was like, oh, she's present for the luncheon.
I wonder if, I'm just assuming Bravo made like a good donation to, they probably made like a big donation to her charity maybe for her to stay that. That's what I'm assuming that happened in the back. That's how they got her to stay so long was like they gave money. I don't know.
And I think Kyle was like a really big selling point for Halloween Kills, surprisingly. And I think Jamie knows that. And they're all under Universal. So I think Jamie's doing like...
Oh, cross. Yeah.
Deep level cross promotion. So...
Cross promo. And she gets to like hawk her charity or get a lot of screen time devoted to her charity. And then I guess got 50K from both Kyle and Diana's donations combined. So
forgive me if you've already spoken about this. Have you figured out why Diane licks her lips like that? Like what is it? Like, is it
no,
a plastic surgery thing, or
I think it's a nervous tick. I think she's just not used to being filmed. So, and once she watches her footage back, she'll train herself to not lip smack. But I think like
she'll always be lip smacking.
You think she'll lip smack for years to come?
I think it's a power move.
It's so like even
do,
you doing do that, I froze. My fight or fight response was just freeze.
I've seen that before. My nana used to, when she would rummage through things, she would go, and I would always like look at her, and I'd just be like, "Nana, stop!" You know.
I feel like I've seen women with a lot of plastic surgery do it. Like it's some like reflex from. Maybe there's like dry mouth from
dry
something pulled
from
tight.
Pulled.
Yeah.
But like, can you just get.
I just have to say too about Jamie Lee. Like, I love her. Obviously, she's like true like icon. But every interview I see her, and she's funny and really, she seems really like has a good vibe. But she also has galaxy brain of someone that's been famous since before she was born because of her parents. So she, like, you just see, this is what happens when you've been a celebrity since day one, is you just, like, say and, like, link things together. Like, she linked some kind of, like, police brutality or something to Halloween at one point. Like, I was, like, just complete... celeb brain at its peak, and I'm here for it. I love it.
I just remembered I went to college with her daughter.
Oh.
So I went to Kenyon and her daughter went there, and so her and Christopher Guest would be just like around campus and
Kenyon.
And basically it's like a school for like, I mean, I grew up very poor, but it's a school for like wealthy LA kids who
it's an amazing school.
Who want to like try something different. Cause it's in like rural Ohio. So like it's, they want to like be, live that life for 4 years or whatever. But, anyways, she bought all of her, so her daughter, Jamie Lee Curtis, bought her daughter's friends all cars for graduation. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be her friend.
Fucked up by not getting in that group.
I know.
What kind of cars?
I can't remember exactly, but I think VW Bugs. I'm pretty sure it's VW Bugs.
Like her daughter is trans, right?
Not the trans daughter. The normal one.
The cis daughter?
Yeah.
The trans daughter does not. Her and her friends don't get caught.
No.
Mm-mm. Were you friends?
They get Hummer. What VW Bugs though? I'm sorry. Like
that's a little
I trade that in. Like new ones or vintage ones?
At the time they were the really like cute, like the ones that they were kind of the Mini Cooper of the time.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like a look.
Or they have like lashes on, you know, some people put the eyelashes on their VW Bugs.
It was kind of a girl boss car.
Yeah. Just a cute, it was cute, I guess. I don't know. I fucked up. Because I didn't, I wasn't.
You could be bugging right now.
Yeah, like, I didn't like, you know.
Were you looking through the window blinds just at the, like, gifting and just being like, God damn
it. I know. I was in a couple classes with her. She was a dance major, so she like, I was not a dance major, so we didn't really, but we took a couple classes together. We weren't close at all. She was definitely like cool girl, you know. Mm. I mean, her mom was just on campus like all the time. It was crazy, just walking around,
giving tours.
Yeah.
I didn't have anyone famous. Dorinda went to my college, and Treat Williams.
That's amazing.
And the sheriff from Jaws, but that's about it.
Allegedly, Kanye West went to my college, and that was the school that he dropped out of before, like, when he's referencing college dropout. But I have tried to Google it, and it's not confirmed. But I'll lay that brag on you. Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Back in the Casa de Richards, Jamie Sutton enters and she and Jamie have a moment. She goes, Jamie goes, are you wearing Dolce & Gabbana? And Sutton goes, yes, I am. Are you? And she goes, no, it's old Alexander.
Yes.
And I was like,
ugh, yikes.
Proudly wearing Alexander Wang.
Ugh. It's like, honey. Women,
they don't care. They'll wear it.
No. If it makes them look good, they don't care.
Both Dolce and Gabbana and Alexander Wang. I'm like, yes. Why are we still, like, Dolce and Gabbana has had this renaissance where everyone's just like, they're fine by me. And like, we all want to wear them. And I'm like, you guys, they're like the worst.
Yeah.
Well, Biden wears them. FLOTUS.
Everyone wears them.
Yeah. Everyone loves them.
Sutton's supposed to be seated next to Diana and then switches seats. So Charisse sits next to her instead. And Dorit is truly doing her best acting work, going across the table to Diana. I heard you had lunch with Sutton. And then Diana goes, I am disgusted by her. She offended my space. I went home and I scrubbed. And she had to scrub herself clean from her meal with Sutton.
I love that. It's so rich. It's like a very Catholic ritual.
And Dorit goes, really?
Is Dorit on pills in this scene?
She's high on I'm telling you, this is her amazement. This is her post-trauma amazement at every single thing that happens.
I also loved when they separated Sutton and Diana, Jamie Lee Curtis goes, I'm learning a lot already. It's like, hell yeah.
She has eyes on everyone and everything. Jamie Lee sees all. No one escapes picture? Her gaze.
Where she's going like this. With a glass of iced tea.
And then Dorit continues her amazement when Jamie shows off all the, like, wares. I was like, so is this just a gift bag or, like, you sell this on your website? Like, I don't get it, but, like, go off, I guess. And she's like, this is a dog leash. This is a candle. And Dorit goes, wow, really chic. Honestly, very chic. So chic.
She's like, it's an item from each canceled designer. We have every canceled...
Every designer accused of
sexual
harassment or, you know, trans or homophobia.
Yes.
Racism. You name it. We have it in the gift bag. And all proceeds go to My Hand in Yours.
Yes.
How big was that bag?
The biggest bag of all time.
It was big.
Like, I want to buy an apartment in there. I want to pay rent in her little swag bag.
You could sleep in it.
I'd let her carry me around.
Mm-hmm.
She'd do it.
What if she pulled you out of the bag at lunch?
And this gay.
This gay. He's funny. And he will make you laugh. And Dorit goes,
oh,
honestly, oh, chic.
Honestly, so chic.
Her trans daughter had the most, like, annoyingly, like, cringe queer wedding I've ever seen in my life. It was horrific.
Lee. So they're talking about Dorit.
Oh, no. Jamie Lee Curtis's real trans daughter had a cosplay. Like, it was so cringe. And I was like, this is why people hate trans people. I was like, because this is why middle America looks at trans people and they go, we don't like them because that's what they think we do.
Mm. Oh my God. I'm looking now.
Do you guys remember? This was the time of D-Listed, this Peter Pan, adult Peter Pan. Like, he was like an original, like, internet viral sensation. Do you remember this, Laura, from D-Listed?
Keep going and maybe my memory will get refreshed. Because I like, whatever it is you're doing, I'm liking it.
There was this figure that this, Nori, did you ever read D-Listed?
It's same as Lara. Yeah, it's like there. It's in there.
It was like a actually funny Perez Hilton. And, like, smart and witty and just, like, the real good slip. But he always fixated on these certain internet characters. And there was this guy who was an adult Peter Pan and, like, lived as Peter Pan. And he had a wedding at medieval times to Tinkerbell. Like, a woman who lived as Tinkerbell. And he was clearly gay. But it was, like, he was marrying this woman who was, like, oh, she would marry a gay man. And they had this full, like, goth medieval times wedding. And I watched it. It was on, like, Windows Media Player, like it was in five parts, and I really shitty editing, and I watched repeatedly in college. I would watch Peter Pan's wedding, and when I saw Jamie Lee's daughter's cosplay wedding, I was like, this is Peter Pan's medieval times wedding. Anyway,
yeah, it's a dark,
sorry,
sitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I feel like this is trans people, like, we can't give trans people too much money. Because we will do, like, weird things with
it. Too much freedom, one could argue.
I'm trying to get this podcast canceled. I'm, like, trying so hard.
People are going to be like, this guest was transphobic and, you know, espousing hate.
People are going to be
cancel,
like,
Nori Reid.
People are going to be like, this gay man guest was really transphobic against trans people.
Fuck them.
You should have to apply to have a cosplay wedding. Like, you should really, there should be a long application process.
A mental health evaluation. Yeah.
You need to get some
disclaimers.
All cosplay weddings have to be approved by the state, I think.
Mm.
They just send a letter to the state, the Homeland Security and State Department, and just, like, go through them.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee, oh, so Kyle is like, I'm gonna give $25,000, and Diana goes, I'm matching it. And I was like, this is a power move. She's literally saying that, like, for Sutton, like, in a challenge mode.
Well, they cut to Sutton,
mm-hmm.
And she kind of has, like a moment where I'm like, oh, is she's gonna do it, she's gonna whip out that pen and check,
match it. Match it. She doesn't.
Alas.
And then Jamie goes, well, that's it, I gotta go. And stands up, and she looks at Sutton. She goes, good luck to you.
No! Can you imagine? If Jamie Lee Curtis told me good luck to me, I would...
Oh.
I think
and
I would
self-harm.
Move, yeah. I'd move away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an omen.
It's bad. What does she know?
What does the Baroness know?
And then the Baroness goes, peace, and leaves.
Gets back in her Escalade and drives back to, like, wherever the fuck.
Job well done.
I really feel like my energy today is just, like, being way too hypercritical. But, like, Jamie Lee Curtis just gives me that, like, white liberal vibe. That, like, to me, she just encapsulates what a white liberal is. And, like, Jamie Lee Curtis thinks that she's the most radical, hippest, radical socialist in the world. And it's, like... Because you, like, talk to the help? Or, like, I don't, like, what is it that, like, makes you radical?
She accepts gray hair.
She has, like, women's march vibes.
Yeah.
It's the smug. Yeah. It's the smugness for me that, like, it's that kind of just like Democrat, liberal, the smugness.
So wealthy.
And the certainty that you are on the right side of history. And here we are. And
it's
I see
your dad. Your dad was trying to hurt us.
She probably she left that luncheon and was like, there was a black woman there. And the way that I gave her medical attention. And, you know, it was my honor to give that African-American woman.
Her eyelash.
Yeah.
To apply glue.
Yeah. Glue. I'll help
glue
you.
Glue her eyelash on.
I don't care. I'll get right up there.
And right the wrongs of this other white woman who clearly didn't know a thing about gluing an eyelash on an African-American woman. Like, she is that kind of brain. Yeah. But there's something really, like, it's like hilarious to me about that. Because it is just so, it's like this self-satisfied, like completely unself-aware, like, smugness that I'm just like, you're the worst person.
It started when she got short hair. Like, once she, like, cut her hair short.
As it tends to do.
She was like, I'm queer. Like, I feel like it was just, like, this moment of, like, I'm a queer. Like, I'm radical.
I'm a trans mom.
I'm trans. Yeah, it was just like, no, you cut your hair. Like, okay. Like, I don't know.
The shorter the hair, the closer to God.
Yes.
She got a pixie and was like, I'm gay.
I'm gay. In theory. In image.
Well, it's like that. What's that Alyssa Milano quote from Twitter where she was like, I'm gay, I'm trans, I'm Latino.
Yes.
I'm African-American. Like, all the things. And people were like, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was this, like, really insane campaign that happened in the early 2000s around the time of, like, Misha Barton's peak? And it was, I think, some sort of fundraising thing for Africa, but it was all these white women in, like, with, like, a splash of, like, tribal body paint.
And Gwyneth Paltrow.
And it was, I am African. And Misha did it. Gwyneth did it. Like, it is, you can Google it. It's
wild.
Insane. That was in People magazine. Like, you'd turn the page and there would be the I am Africa. Or, like, I am African.
Why am I blanking on this?
You'll remember when you see it. They have done a good job of erasing the I am Africa campaign from history, but I'm here to bring it back and remind everyone that we are all African.
So this was like pre No Hate.
Yeah.
Remember?
I think No Hate seems to have been inspired maybe from...
No Hate was my favorite.
Sheena Shea doing No Hate is the ultimate.
Okay, my suspicions were true. They even made the photographs black and white.
Yeah.
To appear that
we don't see color.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. SJP did I Am African. Wow.
Oh, and it's like all tribal paint. Oh my God.
Lucy Liu.
She looks good.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well.
She's killing it. Mm-hmm.
But with the Gwyneth one is like with the, like, the tribal jewelry and the beadwork.
Oh, it's really incredible.
Oh, wow.
Liv Tyler did it. Wow.
Where's Liv Tyler?
Where is Liv?
Where is
That's
she?
My question two. I want to know.
Oh my
I miss
God.
Her.
She I was really on the enjoy
show
her
for a while. Yeah, I love her. Wow, Heidi and Seal did it. Giselle did it.
Okay, I'm going to see the news of Liv Tyler. Nothing. Oh,
we
my.
We need her back.
Yeah, where is Liv Tyler?
Maybe she's on holiday. She's just taking a breather for now. Steven Tyler's been through some shit recently, I feel like. Maybe she's supporting him.
Oh, what's he going through?
I think he just went to treatment for, like, drug and alcohol, something or the other. I just sent you guys a link in the chat to all the I Am African campaign photos.
Ooh.
Just so you can take
you
a gander.
Post
mm-hmm.
Damn.
It was just Liv Tyler's birthday.
Mm. She should be on Real Housewives.
Yes.
Oh my God. Not Sting.
Sting. Sting. Not Richard Gere.
Seal and Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Alan Cumming.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I love him.
Too.
I love all these people.
Yeah.
So the luncheon, Jamie Lee leaves, and then they all kind of filter out into the parlor / bar. And I did have this moment where, well, first Cherie comes for Sutton, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorit tag teams.
Sutton did come in hot in the initial, like, conversation at Garcelle's party with DJ. Like, she came in hot. But
yeah, she sort of, Nori, we have a little balls thing. I don't know if you see this. It's like in the background.
How dare you?
I just started seeing it. I was like, oh. Yeah, she did come in hot. She sort of set the tone, and she was aggressive, and she was doubting, and putting on her, like, little... She's putting on her little detective hat. What? I just had to call attention to it, because sometimes I forget that they're there.
Now and they're swinging.
People have been like, what are those? And I'm like, it's a cock and balls.
Just balls and a cock.
I love that you're like, they have to be there.
Yeah.
They cannot, like, cannot move, will not move.
I know. She sort of... She kind of went after... I understand why Diana got defensive.
Yeah.
And I think Sutton needs to kind of own that. And I think she eventually does. But she I think it was taking her a while to accept that she sort of started it.
She started. And then Crystal, meanwhile, is opening up to Diana and Kyle about her recent eating disorder struggles.
Can I just say, when Crystal was at the bar making drinks, I had like... a moment where I was like, God, she's a cool big sister. You know? Like, she has that popular, cool older sister vibe. And I just was into it.
She's cool. I always, though...
Nori's like...
Really? I have to eye roll whenever someone's like, I wanted to post a picture, but I just felt so bad, so I decided to just get real. And it's like her in like a private jet being like,
I know, that was...
and I'm like, okay, you are like,
she was
sorry
on the PJ.
For your struggles, sorry for your struggles genuinely, but like, this is, it's again, it's like theatrical, it's theater.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not real. People who think they're like getting real on Instagram are never really getting real. No one gets real on Instagram. It's not meant for that.
Crystal's like, I would have loved to eat the food on the PJ. Okay. The PJ has incredible food. I wanted to eat it and I can't.
But I had to take to Instagram. And then Kyle goes out of nowhere. She goes, so you eat a little and you throw up.
Ah, God. I can't even.
Crystal was so uncomfortable. I was like, Kyle, you need to be a writer on Grey's Anatomy.
She needs a professional help. I think that Kyle is one of the most... I think that she's a sociopath. It's like, what is wrong with her? What person does that to another person? Just like hounds them about...
What do you do? Tell me the mechanics.
So it goes down and it'll come like, up? Yeah.
All these women, like the people that had a reaction like that are also, it's like, I feel like that's the reaction of other people with like disordered eating shit is like, you do actually get like, you kind of start talking about it in that way, which is part of the, like, I guess, disease of eating disorder is like the sharing of information and like tactics. But I think to watch it on a show,
it's uncanny.
Like for them to... Yeah, to, like, not have that awareness of, like, you shouldn't, like, so you eat it, you eat a little bit and throw it up, or, like, you eat a lot, like, and then, but then that flashback to Kyle as, like, a 13-year-old, I'm just like, oh my God, like, I just have empathy for, like, chill, like, little
child
girls.
Stars.
Yeah, like, or just, like, any young older, girls yeah. feeling that way, because you, like, see, you're just like, oh my God, you're so beautiful and, like, young and how just like fucked up everyone gets. And then the more this episode went on, the more I was like, wow, everyone on this show has a terrible eating disorder. And then I'm like, I have an eating disorder. Shame. Like, everyone I know has eating disorder.
I was like,
Sam.
We all have
fucking eating disorder. I was like, this is, I think that's why it was like, I was like, oh, because I don't know. But just Kyle being like, tell me, do you put it down? And then you put it up. And never, but it, they like were like, yeah. I was like, this is fucking crazy. Yeah. I would have been like, I can't, this is, I would have been like, this is wildly inappropriate right now, Kyle.
I'm obsessed. I love that Bravo's like, yes, we're doing it. And I love that they air this shit. And then at the end of this episode, they're like, if you or someone you know is struggling with the, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sure tons of people are watching this and then calling the hotline afterwards. Like, you got there. And I bet Bravo execs like patted themselves on the back for another like Pulitzer. They're like, we are going to get a Peabody for this one.
Crystal says that she hates being in her body, which
it's a sucky thing to feel.
No, and it was like, it was very, I've never heard someone on a reality show like talking about an eating disorder, or, like say it like that. So I was, it was intense. And then Diana goes, I'm so sorry, love. I know how much you love food. I was like, you fucking bitch.
You cunt.
I would have literally been like, fuck you.
Oh my God.
Healer?
We all got it.
Oh, my phone's
missing an endangered elderly.
Oh my God.
I had Do Not Disturb on.
I missed it because my phone's on airplane mode.
I'm like, honey, I don't know where they are. Why are you telling me? I work from home. I'm not out in these streets.
I can't go out there.
It actually was an alert for...
I can't look for them right now.
It's for Lisa Rinna because she's been missing this episode.
What if we got an alert that because Biden has COVID?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Prayers, honestly.
Truly.
He'll be fine.
Will he? That's another podcast.
I saw someone saying if this takes Biden out and didn't take Trump out, Trump will never stop talking about
literally
it.
Never. All of this leads to Sutton and Diana just like not kindly squashing their drama.
Well, with Diana, you never know what's real, because could like next episode she's like, it was so uncomfortable. I had to say anything to get her to stop. Like, you know?
And I was fake. I was very fake.
I scrubbed for hours after that.
I had to exfoliate. I love Diana. She goes, time out. Time out for both of us. And Sutton goes,
yeah.
They might be like, they might actually be like astral twins.
They're the same. They're cut from the same cloth. Yeah. I mean, they're both like
they're
wives who inherited millions of dollars after their divorce. Yeah. Like, they are the same person.
Yeah.
Also, Diana's house looks like the Parasite house.
Yes. Wow.
I didn't come. I saw someone tweet that. I'm not. That's not an original thought, but I had to share that.
I can't get a sense of her house. Like, is it a box? Is it just a big box?
Yeah, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I'm like, is it small or is it huge? And it's just like a huge box.
It just keeps cutting to that fireplace element.
Mm.
They just keep cutting to it over and over again.
She has a moat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of things going on. And I'm like, is that a driveway or the entrance? Is like the grass fake or real? Like, I have so many questions.
How do they have sex? I always like, whenever I like see that her and her partner,
hey,
I just,
husband.
It makes me wonder, like, but like literally though, like, what do they do in sex? Like, is it loud or not quiet or, yeah, I don't know. It makes me wonder, just wonder what it's like.
I too wonder about their attraction to each other.
Who's the
and
top?
If
like,
there is any attraction.
Okay. She pegs him.
Gay, right?
She pegs him.
Yeah.
He might be either gay or bi.
Definitely,
like.
He's getting bisexual.
Bi.
I feel like they have, like, mental sex.
Mm.
Like, almost Avatar sex.
They stare and she licks her lips. She goes, oh.
And he just comes.
Yeah.
Or like cone think, heads, they just like touch their...
Yeah. Mm. They each have a dorsal fin that sort of comes up and just kind of, they like rub each other and then they both come.
Mm.
They're reptilian for sure.
Oh, 100%. Or he sings. I feel like he sings to her and then she like comes to it or something. Because he sings. Yeah,
they have sonic sex.
Aural sex.
Diana just goes like this. Opens her mouth and like the sound of the universe sonics. Comes out.
Yeah.
He just like goes into like almost like 2001 like Stargate moment. Yeah. And then that's how they conceived their daughter at the age of 50 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
EJ is in a place of top bun in COVID isolation. She has like P&P hue lighting, which yeah. I have. So I related.
LA Magazine ran a big expose on Erica Jayne a year after the fact.
If anyone knows, everyone knows that LA Magazine is like, no one reads. Yeah. No one reads that. So it's not even like an issue or a thing.
I was like, that's still around? I didn't even realize that was like in circulation.
It's so sad that she had to make that her drama.
She loved it.
They called me ambitious, as though that's a bad thing. What, would they rather me be lazy?
She goes, I can't divorce Tom. I'd have to pay him alimony. So I'm stuck with him. I'd rather be married.
I love that moment, though. I actually laughed and it tickled me because that is so ironic and hilarious. That's so funny.
Yeah.
It's an incredible twist.
It's hilarious.
I love that. That was like sort of an underlying question that I had. Like, why haven't they gotten divorced yet? Now we know.
It's like a Larry David episode. It was like truly like
yeah.
There's something so beautifully funny about that.
It's poetic justice.
Poetic, yeah.
And Rinna is outside on her terrace with, like, the Encino Mountains behind her. And she's going, ah! Like, coming out of her COVID cocoon.
Meanwhile, Kathy, we finally, Kathy makes an appearance. Yeah. It's tense. She and Kyle, there's tension. Ooh. Hugely, right? It's bad.
Sexual.
It chilled me. It was sexual. Tension.
You can cut it with a knife. Yes. Yeah.
I too felt that, and I felt when she says that she hasn't been able to get in touch with Kathy, I'm like, uh-oh, something's starting.
Yeah, it is starting.
How often does Kathy Hilton change her number?
I think she blocked Kyle. Her.
And forgot, or didn't know how, or, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think she blocked Kyle.
Because if it goes straight to voicemail like that,
damn.
I mean, Kyle's texts weren't showing up green, which I think when you're blocked, all your texts, it's not iMessage anymore.
Oh.
I think. I'm not totally sure. She could have blocked her and then taken her off, but then it was still going to voicemail. So I was like, I think Kyle's been blocked.
Yeah, the last text from Kathy just said, we need to talk, love face.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then it was just all Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to get to see any of the real drama that happens with Kathy, or did they take it out because she sued? Or
there was a mid-season trailer that shows
Faggate?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Faggate is coming.
Yes.
I think.
Faggate looms ahead.
I can't wait.
You see her
this
in
is the real moonfall
in a driveway.
But what I'm concerned. What Kathy? I saw on TikTok had a viewing party for her return to Housewives. But why would she do that if she knows that coming up there's going to be Faggate?
Maybe she's like leaning into it. She's like, yeah. She's planning an interview. Yeah. Where she's like, I am against fags.
It's the right time for it.
Hate.
She's like, this is the best opportunity I can have.
Yeah.
She's going to mobilize. Yum.
But yeah, she and Kyle have like a weird lunch, but also it looked really good. I'm sorry.
I wanted that. I needed it.
Kathy forces them to eat a single baked potato each with caviar on it. And I was
love.
Like,
caviar. Butter, caviar, sour cream loaded onto a baked potato. Like, that's all I want.
Kyle's a bitch.
She is a bitch.
Yeah, she was shitting on that. I was like, you know exactly what this is.
She tried to butter. Kathy tried to butter Kyle's potato, which I thought was really sweet.
And show her how to break it open.
That was like big sister, little sibling. You know what I mean? I like that.
Kyle refuses to be little sister. She cannot. Like, there's some psychic drama of where she believes that she always should have been big sister.
Big Kathy.
She wanted to be Kathy as kids. I think you're right.
Because she feels, I think Kyle feels older than Kim.
Yeah.
Because of Kim's, you know, Kim. Mm. And I think, in a way, she feels older than Kathy. And I think Kathy has to, like, remind her from time to time that, you are the youngest. I'm going to block your phone number and make you worry about why I'm not giving you any attention.
Yeah.
Kyle worked too. Like Kathy like never worked. So Kathy and Kim are in many ways like far more childlike than Kyle, which is saying a lot because Kyle's very childish herself. But
Kathy got,
yeah.
She basically got married at 17. To like, I mean, she's her whole life. She's been her feet
you
haven't touched
deal
the floor.
With her now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who peed on Kathy's sofa and ruined a rug? It's my big question. Like, what parties?
That was
do you
wild.
Kathy, she parties, right?
Yeah.
She's chain smokes. I know that. I have confirmation of that.
We need Real Housewives smoking IG to get in there with some pics of Dorinda chaining, Kathy chaining. Like, they have some fucking work to do.
Yeah. Do you think she just blow?
Yeah. I
Or provides it.
Yes. She puts it on a baked potato. Mm-hmm. And then she says, go for it. She says, go.
There's no fentanyl in this. Don't worry.
She gets the good shit, I bet.
Oh, she gets Piura.
Piura.
She gets Miami Coke, which yeah. I had once. Nori, like we talked about in the pod, I had it once back before I was sober, and I was blasted.
Oh my
God! I was Sonic Sex.
Yes.
Wow.
But Kathy, or maybe Kathy just sat down and pissed like a cat.
Yeah, it's Kathy. We all know. We know that it's Kathy. It's Kathy.
She squatted and was like...
She said, hunky dory.
hunky dory. A very strong stream.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, cats that, it's like, they spray.
Yeah.
She sprayed. She marked her territory.
It's like in The Exorcist. Male cat. She came down. There was, like, a party going on at the Hilton's. Everyone's playing piano. And she walked down and goes, you're all going to die up there. And then she just pisses in her nightgown.
I want to see a TV pilot from the perspective of is it Paola or Paula? Paula. I want to see the life of Paula.
Mm-hmm. The lady.
Because it's like her life must just be hell in a very interesting way.
I do like whenever Kyle imitates Kathy.
Yeah, the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet Paula gets paid six figures a year.
That's true.
Yeah.
She actually might have a good life, maybe.
She could.
She has a better life than me, probably.
Yeah.
She probably lives.
Professionally.
She probably lives at the house, too. Yeah, I want that. Maybe that's the next Downton Abbey.
Did you catch the shade that Kyle was trying to throw Kathy when she said, oh, so now she has a name?
Mm-hmm.
That was like shade against, that was shade.
She was trying a lot of things. Yeah. She was like, oh, the lady. Oh, now she's Paula.
Oh, I guess she has a name. Like, oh, yeah.
this potato, you're going to just feed me $1,000. Okay, Kathy. I'm like, you bitch. You know
that. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Kyle.
Shut
exactly up. What's going on.
Mauricio,
you're
also
not a woman,
like,
of the people.
You have $300 million.
Yeah.
Like, your family is like, will be billionaires soon. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I feel also, like Mauricio is like, bankrupted a small, like, Kuwait or something like that. Like, I feel like there's something like that happened with his company. Tracy Egan Moore, like, I'm having these memory flashes of like
Tracy Egan
nations
Morrissey
have been bankrupted
kind of...
to provide Kyle and Mauricio the life that they now call their own. So, like, you know what a caviar baked potato is, bitch.
Yeah, also, I would have been like, even if it's wrong, like, I'm sorry. I love your hatred of Kyle.
Me too.
I feel like you don't do that with your sibling.
Or if things are tough and you're trying to air their ass out.
I guess. I'd be like, if my sister did that to me on TV, I'd be like, you know, be like, I'm going to.
If
the cameras were rolling, though, it's just a power struggle.
I was always on the Hilton side whenever, like, when Mauricio did the agency, I was like, that is kind of shitty. Like, it's a little shitty to be in family business with someone, and then you just do your own thing. Like, I understand why they would be upset. I get it.
I understand why Kim said, you stole my goddamn house.
Mm-hmm. We know so much now.
My favorite Kim moment is when during the Amsterdam dinner fight, when Kyle says something and she's like crying and she goes, oh, shut the fuck up, Kyle. You're sitting there. I was having a conversation with her on the plane and the whole time you have a napkin going, and she imitated her. And I was like, oh my God, she just nailed Kyle.
Nailed. Do you think Kyle Mauricio still have sex?
I think he's probably fucking other
some women. Yeah, people. They have an agreement. Or something.
It might be open.
Yeah.
But it's for him. They're
just like, I don't want to know about it. Like, don't humiliate me, but do whatever. Keep the, like, the shared account money flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But if news ever breaks about any of this,
she'll cut his throat.
And I don't want any monkeypox in here.
No.
Yeah. Don't bring home
the MP.
Yeah, Mauricio will be one of the first straight people to really
get it.
Mm-hmm.
Has it happened to a straight person yet?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot.
I haven't been following because I can't, like, I can only take so much, and monkeypox content is just not on my list of things right now, but...
Hasn't it already gotten to kids, I saw? Or did I just make that up? I thought I saw that.
Well, now polio's here.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
So the kids have to worry about that.
Throwback Thursday.
Wear your polo for polio. I don't know. Is there something there?
There was some woman on TikTok who did, like, this long informative video about, like, she... And you can see it all over her. And she's, like, this straight woman. And she's, like, basically... I went to every doctor and they were like,
I saw that.
We don't want to deal with you.
They said, go to the CDC. She goes, where's that? Where is that? What?
It's in Atlanta. Yeah. Like, go take a fucking flight.
Yeah.
Go tell the CDC. And she was like,
does she get it from sex?
You don't have to get it from just sex.
They're saying that don't try clothes on anymore in the store because you could get MP from trying clothes on.
From shopping?
From shopping.
Yeah. From shunking.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I saw on Twitter, they said, wash the clothes and then use OxyClean because it has hydrogen peroxide in it. And the regular detergent doesn't kill monkeypox.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I saw. Yeah, I read
it. I thought it was just. God, that's like in the beginning of COVID when people were like leaving their clothes out in the garage.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go back to that.
Yeah. Are we all just going to get monkeypox?
I got my. I mean, there's a vaccine, though, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Right? I'm on a wait list. Did you get it yet, Nori?
No, I haven't gotten it. Yeah.
I'm on a wait list.
I'm just I'm not touching anyone ever again.
I'm a virgin, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all virgins here.
Yeah.
I'm born again.
Yeah.
I'm born again.
I'm saving myself for Christ.
What if I see Mauricio one day at like the spa? He's like,
you better HJ or just do a jack and look at each other across the steam room.
Yeah, that's like the CDC, they were trying to encourage and one of them was cyber sex.
Love.
And one of them was masturbate 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was either like fuck yourself on Skype or make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Diana Jenkins has her Christmas spectacular where only 6 people are invited. She's filled her house with Christmas trees. And my favorite is that Kyle showed up with a mask and was like, I don't feel safe taking this off. I'm scared. But maybe after I have a drink, I'll take it. And I'm like, okay, well, then the whole thing falls apart. Like, you either are going to wear it the whole time or you're not. Like, the second you remove it from your covering your face, it's over. Like,
I'm tired of it.
Now,
also, yeah, you're all being tested. You all tested to even be there production-wise. Yeah.
Also, you all have antibodies. You all just got it. And also, I'm just like, commit to it or don't. Shit or get off the pot with all these shows where they're like, and even being in a restaurant where people will, remember when people would walk to the table with the mask and then...
And then you could take it off finally when you got to the table.
Bullshit. I'd rather you just be anti-mask.
America's like mask mandates and the way that Americans like handled it was just like, talk about shunking.
Shunking.
I loved wearing it in an airplane, but then getting to take it off for each sip, but then put it right back on.
And I would, towards the end, like this year when I flew earlier, I'd take my mask when I was sitting by the window and I'd take it off a little and go, just to breathe some air facing away.
I'm just like, good God.
Nori's like,
Crystal.
Judging you, Carrie.
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Crystal's Valentino dress. Yeah, what's this dress? I like this.
You know, I wore it recently to a premiere thing, and my background's so plain that I was like, I was like, maybe I'll just keep it up because it gives something.
I like that it's popping from the beautiful white, and yeah. There's like this. I like that.
I went to
pop of color.
I went to a movie premiere with like 2 trans women who are like actual models, like they're paid to model. And it was the most humiliating experience of my life. Like we did the red carpet, and it was like. I have no idea why I decided to torture myself in such a specific way. Like, the photographers, whenever they got on, they were like, click, 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 click. You know, like, it was like 20 minutes. I get on, it was like, click. Like they were like, okay, we're done. Like, can we please, like, move it along? They didn't even put my images on Getty. I couldn't find them. Oh, they weren't even there.
Fuck that.
I know.
That's their loss.
Right? Yeah.
Nothing is more harrowing than like a step and repeat moment.
Yeah. Like, it was
I've
traumatic.
Done maybe 1 or 2, but it's like I go into full freeze mode and start profusely sweating and I've never felt comfortable. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself and look like a fucking deer in the headlights.
I did one once for a Halloween party, and my fiance is like a famous artist. And he was in his full like Toxica garb, Laura, where he dressed like a cyber goth with fake tits, full commitment. And he went on. I was too. Me and his friend were also dressed like them, and we were about to go on. And they went, okay, just Simon Haas, and they like had him come on, and they made us wait, click, 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 and then we walked on, and they didn't even shudder once. So I feel you.
Like it's hard to articulate just how. horrible it feels because it's so public and it's so like you can feel the judgment of because everyone's trying to figure out if you're a somebody or if you're a nobody and they're like trying to figure it out in real time, and the moment you know that they've decided that you in fact are a nobody, it is just a bad feeling. Thank you.
That's their fucking...
You are somebody.
I am somebody. Yeah.
You're gorgeous and brilliant, and that dress...
I got it for free. Someone gave it to me.
Fuck.
To tag
that
them.
Chic.
All I had to do was tag it, and I got it for free.
Okay, so, that's
a designer.
It's design. It's that's Christopher John Rogers.
What? Okay.
For Target.
You got fucking dressed by a designer for an event, for a red carpet event. So yeah, just let that sink in.
Let that sink in. That's the only time I want to hear let that sink in.
Thank you.
The first of many red carpets to come. And they will rue the day.
They'll rue the day.
Someday, Nori, we'll be on a red. We'll be with you, yes. And they'll be like, "Y'all step to the side," no. And then Nori, and then we're gonna be
no.
And we're gonna be like, "You did it!"
Mm-mm. It's gonna be power.
We're
triplet.
Gonna all three of us
I'm
walk.
Gonna show walk up on. To the next red carpet that you're at in the same dress, and we'll have our like Kim Cattrall, Miley Cyrus, Sex in the City 2 moment where it's like they'll want us to catfight. But you'll graciously be like, get mm-hmm. over here.
That'd be
and then everyone will go nuts. Yeah.
Before I went on to the girl I was with, who's like a trans actress and she's gorgeous, I was like, is my makeup okay? And she was like, oh, you're wearing makeup. And I was like, oh, I was like, yeah, I'm wearing what? I was like, yeah, I'm wearing makeup. She goes, oh, like, okay. I was like, yeah, it's great. You look great. I was like, I'm gonna commit suicide on this red carpet in front of everyone, like a Buddhist monk.
you're gonna self-immolate.
They're like, is it for climate change? And I'm like, no, it's not.
And your last words would be, I got a free dress.
You spray your name in blood so that they can spell it on the seven repeat.
Oh.
It'd be fun to have like a Carrie White, not Carrie Bradshaw moment on the red carpet where you just get like dumped in pig's blood. Like that's going to be like, and just kind of like, and everyone's laughing at you and then you just kill everyone.
Yes. Oh, I want that.
And this red carpet stunts, we don't get enough of those because I think we haven't had enough red carpets. Like we're not back in a full swing of like events yet, but I look forward to like some more. Like, we need another, like, Tara Reid moment where her tit just came out of her dress.
Nori, I'll send you the video, but I did, when I worked at a magazine, paper magazine, they had me do a Facebook Live of the VMAs in New York City on the red carpet, and it was truly, I was in, like, the not chic press area. Like, there was, like, the real press, and then I was down in, like, the boondocks. It was crazy. Like, having to be like, come talk to me! and like, at a certain point, I was just like, on the live being like, I don't know who that is. And then the only person that talked to me was Amber Rose.
Ugh, love.
She was amazing.
Of course. That makes sense.
But I had to be like, Amber Rose, you're on the cover of Paper Magazine, we love you! And she was like, oh yeah, paper, hey. And she came over and talked, and I was like, thank God! But it was, the red carpet was hell.
It's hell.
Anyway, speaking of women who have no problem on the red carpet, back at Diana's Parasite house, we find out
EJ.
That Sutton has Omicron, of course.
Sutton is Omicron. She shan't be making an appearance.
I don't believe it.
And EJ corners Crystal and starts peppering her with eating disorder questions. And she goes, oh, you have an eating disorder? She goes, what do? I take laxatives. She goes, you like to purge? I like to poop it out. And then truly the piece de resistance of the entire show was someone coming out with like hors d'oeuvres and they go, this is like coconut, blah, blah, blah. And EJ holds up a chicken and she goes to Chris, she goes, you can have this. It's a chicken tender. And walks away. And I was like, this is actually comedy. Like this is a Christopher Guest movie at this point. And that is incredible.
You
like,
can
this
have
is Nathan
this.
For you. You can have this. There's a chicken tender.
I feel really safe in this space right now. Can I share? Like, I went through a period where I was using laxatives a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when Erica brought it up, I was filled with such shame. Because I was like, bitch, don't do this to me. You know? And because I've been there, and it's dark. And I was like, don't give her any ideas, Erica! You fucking bitch! No!
I also I just want to go like full Kyle right now with my own like disordered thinking around like eating and be like, oh, what do you use? Metamucil? Like, and it's like, that's, but that's like, it's so real what they're doing. It's not right, but it's okay. Whitney Houston. You know what I mean?
You can't have this. It's a chicken finger from okay.
You can have this.
Up until the chicken finger moment, I do have a different take on the EJ moment. And okay. I'm not an EJ fan, obviously. I mean, who would be? But like, I just saw it as like trying to be non-judgmental. Like I was seeing it as like she was like, oh, how can I in this moment provide a space that's non-judgmental, very anti-Kyle? Like I'm not judging. I'm not like, and for me, it felt almost like she was like trying to lean into, if you're actively in an eating disorder state, let me make normalize it in a way where you don't feel like ashamed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think she was trying to relate. That's how I read it at first, too, where I was like, this seems like, and that's the moment where I was like, damn, all these women have eating disorders. And there's like, they're being frank and open about that. And we're seeing like two women who have dealt with the same thing in different ways, like talk about it. And then she did chicken tender, and I was like, that's funny. Like
that, yeah, it did go south with the, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I was like, this is common. Like, I don't know if they know each other like that. It certainly is edited as though they don't know each other like that. But I think if I was with one of my best friends and we were on that law level and like knew each other like that, I would totally go, you can't have this. Well, chicken tender.
No, I mean, like, I've laughed with you, Laura, about like my eating shit.
Yeah,
like it's just
we can tease,
but it was. And Nori, I think you're total. I think that is like harm reduction, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
And I think, and she's like, we're in the limelight. Like, don't ruin your teeth. You know, like she was trying to be real.
Yeah.
But it just, it was, and I understood what she was doing, but just as someone who's like been on the laxative journey before, I was like, oh no,
don't
talk about it. Anyway,
shockwaves through the community at large. Bravo viewership is not ready for these discussions.
No.
But also, it was like, it felt more authentic than Kyle's kind of, tell me what you do. You know, and Erica was being a little more casual about it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was more refreshing in a weird way.
It felt real, and I agree, Lara, with, I think that Erica was just shy of saying, that's what I do. Like, that's what I've done. And she didn't say it out loud, but that was what was unspoken, was she's relating in a way of, well, this is what I...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kyle has, like, Al-Anon brain, where, like... It's like you tell her something in confidence and then her reaction is like, what? And then it's like, it doesn't make you feel better. It actually like stresses you out way more because when people do that, it's just like, oh my God, like this, you've made it so much worse.
Yeah. There's a time and place for like kind of sweeping reactions to things. And I think in a moment like that, when someone feels really powerless, they don't need like talk about drama mask. They don't need, like, you know, the Greek chorus, like, Cassandra-ing you, you know? And I think Crystal was reverting a little bit to a place of clutch, like, last season when she was walked in on by Sutton. And I don't blame her.
A little fragile. Yeah, I like it when Crystal gets fragile and then real in the private jet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving this season. I think it's like serving time and time again, but I always am intrigued by Beverly Hills, like in the minutiae of their drama, which is like they actually are like some of the most blessed women on the face of the planet, yet they manage to like get in a tizzy about like dogs. So I'm here for that.
That's true wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The disclaimer at the end should absolutely have been at the beginning, and they should have said like, trigger warning, this episode will include, like, that's what they should have done, was have it at the beginning. And then after this horrible toxic triggering episode, it was just like, anyways, here's a phone number for it. Was Oh my God, that was bad. Well,
then they would have lost the viewers.
Yeah, they can't have that. You're right. Yeah, You're right.
Need them to keep being the toxic queens they are.
You're right.
Let's not make bone. Like, no one ever was like, oh my God, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is going to be just like amazing women acting like beautiful to each other. Like, that was never the contract that we signed as viewers for these shows. So, like, you can't have this chicken tender. You know what I mean?
Everyone, it was just wild. Even Garcelle, who came in at the end, she was like, she said something like really blunt and frank, and it was like, it shocked me, but it was like kind of funny. She said,
yeah, what did she say?
She said, oh, she goes, wow, you look really thin. And I was
that was shocking. And then she goes, take the compliment. She goes, you say thank you. She goes, you say thank you.
I was like,
thank you.
That was sick. Garcelle might be the most toxic of them all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but Garcelle is toxic.
She does, like, I do think the tides will eventually shift on her. She is kind of doming everyone with her, like, she's fallen into the role of, like, I'm going to say the thing and be direct about what none of us want to talk about, and I'll steer the conversation. But then there's moments like that where you're like, oh, okay, like, you're doing something here. But I'm glad to see it, because I don't like it when anyone is painted on these shows as like the saintly person that you're supposed to root for. And I feel that's kind of what Bravo tries to do, is like, especially with introducing like cast members of color, of like any other race except for white. It's like, now you all like root for this person. They're so great and they can never look bad or be like problematic because they're black or because they're Asian. It's like, no, that's not how it works. Like, everyone can have like bad moments and good moments. It's called the human experience.
Yeah, I agree. I think Garcelle's doing the Lord's work by being like toxic, and like, I like, truly, because I feel like she is doing like anti-representation thing, where it's like, just like what you said, I'm not really articulating it very well, but just,
no, you are.
I like that she's subverting your expectations of like what you think. She's going to be this like woke social justice warrior. No, she's going to say, you look thin, say thank you. And it's like, it's like, oh.
Well, yeah, she's a wealthy woman in Hollywood. Yeah. She's been a working actress for 30 years.
She's like, been she's famous for, exactly.
Yeah, she's going to have toxic inclinations. My dog is getting into trouble.
Shuffling, little page boy.
Nori,
thank you so much for being our first guest on the pod.
Yeah, that was
first.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've had some like during Zoom live shows. But this is our first real like episode.
I'm honored.
Yeah, podcast guest.
I'm honored.
We're honored. You're a delight, and you know everyone should follow Nori on social media, Twitter at Nori Reed. Correct?
Yeah. Instagram, Nori Reed. Twitter, Real Nori Reed. There's a whole thing. I don't want to get into it.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Real Nori Reed.
That's So Raven on Disney Channel, which Nori wrote. And you wrote the first trans character ever on a Disney Channel show.
It's the reboot of That's So Raven. So it's called Raven's Home. And it's I wrote the first live action trans character for the Disney Channel. And she's
incredible.
Talk about toxic. She is a huge heiress. She's a toxic heiress that doesn't like to work.
Hell yeah. We need that.
We need it.
That's so chic.
We need it.
I crave that.
That's me saying, Dorit, that's so chic, but I mean it.
Yeah.
Little girls everywhere, and boys, and non-binary children will aspire to the levels of toxic that you've created for Disney, and it will inform a whole new generation. So thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
You did a great job as our first guest, and I'm honored. And if you're in LA or in any or at all, and you see Nori on a lineup, you have to go see her, because all the clips I've seen of you doing stand-up are so good, and I need to see you.
Oh my God, thank you.
You perform all the time.
All the time. It's really cool. If you ever want to see me perform, I post the flyers on my Insta story, so you can always see like where an upcoming show is going to be. But yeah, come out for sure.
Come out wherever you are.
Yeah, come out of the closet, people.
Say thank you.
Say thank you.
Say thank you.
Nori, we love you.
Love you.
Well, love and light. Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.